my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Today in America is Memorial Day. It's a legal holiday for our other nations of the world. And so people off of work, we're remembering the soldiers, men and women, that have given their lives for our country. There have been millions that are buried all around the world. They fought for religious freedom. They fought for freedom for people. And I pray that God would bless every family member. And if you're in the military today, all the different branches, how we thank the Lord for you. We're going to stay with patriotic music today. America the Beautiful. Here's a great song. Let's join in and sing with the singers. For that great song. I love patriotic music. We're having two Sundays with patriotic. Of course, July 4th is on a Saturday, so that Sunday, the 5th, we'll have it. And we'll have it the week before, and we'll get flags out for our 200th anniversary, 250th. I always fly three flags in the front of my house, and I fly one in the backyard. You can see it from the expressway. Thank God for America. Well, Alvin Martinez sings with the North Valley Baptist Church Choir. They sing this great song, The Statue of Liberty. We have the best choir in all the world, best orchestra. And Brother Alvin Martinez, what a great singer. He sings with the choir today from North Valley Baptist Church, The Statue of Liberty.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and no see her, no. thanks for liberty for you and me. Stood the cross with my Lord raised to the sky, and
praise God for that. Hear those people shouting, thank God for America. And I thank God that we live in the greatest country in all the world. I know I'm being heard in other countries. I hope you feel that way about your country. I hope you feel like your country is the best, and there's nothing wrong with that. Thank God for that. Well, that is wonderful. We're still in 1 Thessalonians. We're going to be in chapter 5 all this week, and we've got all these little short verses. In chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore. Two words. There's the verse. Rejoice evermore. You know, a child of God ought to be a happy camper. Don't be walking around with your lip dragging down. Don't be when people say, hey, how you doing? Fine. I'm doing. What is with that? What does it, when you whine, when you, yeah, you're fine. You say, but I'm in agony. Well, you don't have to say, I'm doing fine. Don't talk that way. Talk, I'm doing fine. You know, a lot of times I'm not doing fine. And I'll say to people, well, I'm depressed, discouraged, defeated, mad, upset, angry, downhearted, and low. And they always laugh. No, you're not. Sometimes I am. But I'm not going to tell them. No, my job is not to have people cow down to me and pet me and talk about my problems. My job is to lift up His name, exalt His name, glorify His name, and lift the needs of other people. You don't have to talk about all your surgeries. Don't do that. Well, I'll tell you what, here's a surgery I had. Here's another one I had. Here's this. And you know, then the anesthesiologist, he gave me two. Oh, they had to revive me. And my heart stopped. And I know you can talk about your surgeries. One, I'm not talking about, but don't make it. There's so many people. We've all had surgeries, and there's so many people, they talk about all their surgery, like I've never had the same surgery, but I never tell them, It's not my business to tell them. It's not my business to complain and to gripe no, I want to rejoice evermore. Paul's word in Philippians 4:4, he's in jail. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. 18 times in 4 chapters, 105 verses, he says, joy, rejoice, live on the winning side. Here's a man in prison and he's joyful in the Lord. How thankful I am for God, for His precious word. I'm thankful that I can serve a living Savior who's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. Thank God today for Memorial Day. Thank God for the fact that I can rejoice evermore. You know, one of the things that you could do today is take that song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Would you make a list today of just what God has done for you today? What God has done. If you're listening, He woke you up. Your heart didn't stop all night. He kept that heart beating. He kept you alive another day. Did you have a cup of coffee this morning? Thank God for that coffee. Did you have a drink today? Do you want to thank God for that? Did you have some time with the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word today? Did you have a letter that you read or something? You have some song that God put in your heart? Oh, I tell you what, the end of a thing is always better. Live for God. Live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Enjoy the journey called life. Don't be a grump. Don't be a negative person. Well, Father, I want to thank You for our listeners. I want to thank You for their love for Thee. And Lord, I know they have a love for Thee. They would not be listening today if they did not love Thee. I thank You so much for the fact that we have great listeners. I pray we have an email from today or a letter from today that they would let us know that they're listening. Bless every listener this day is my prayer. Give us a day where we honor Thee, glorify Your name, lift Your name, exalt Your name. And God, help us to rejoice evermore, to be happy in the journey of life as we seek to serve Thee. I pray Your blessing upon every state, every nation of this world. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.